You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the king of Latin pop, my man Ricky Martin. Good to see you, brother. How are you?
How am I? That's a good question. Let me see. We all need a second to really answer that question. It's interesting. It's been great. I'm doing fantastic, Mario. How have you been?
I'm good, man. You look great as always. Now, it's funny because last time I saw you, we saw each other, you and Enrique Iglesias. We were talking about this incredible tour that was about to kick off, and it was just an awesome day. And then it seems like moments later, the pandemic hit, right?
It really is incredible. From that press conference, I was supposed to go to Mexico. I had a tour that I was supposed to go right before we started this lockdown. But you know what? It's been really intense. Obviously, the world, the cosmos, God is telling us we can't make any plans for now. But I think that the live experience, it's a cultural event that we have to protect and we have to defend. So to be honest, we have not canceled the tour. I don't think it's going to be in September, but we'll see. We're going by what the industry is planning.
Sure.
One day at a time. But it's not the same, right?
Yeah, we'll just put a little pause on it, but I'm sure it'll happen. It's just a matter of, just scheduling the right date when everyone feels comfortable.
We got to press pause and then we press play.
There you go. Exactly. Old school. One of the things that I guess is a positive that I've tried to find during this pandemic, and I'm sure you'll agree because you're a big family guy, is all the time we've gotten to spend with family, right? And our kids and kind of just being still with them. It's got to be, that's kind of special in being one place, right?
You know, it's been I'm trying to, do you hear me?
I could hear you great.
Oh, okay. All right. So Mario, yes. Well, you know that my kids were born on the road. They've been, since they were born, pretty much their passport is filled with stamps.
Yeah, they probably have most 35-year-old people.
frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. So is this the longest they've stayed still?
It's our reality, right? And this is my life. They were born into this. My kids always used to ask me, Dad, it's been 10 days and we're in the same city. What are we doing next?
Yeah.
So they're used to being on the road. I am their stability, but this time to be in the house, locked in, it's been very interesting, very beautiful. I ask them every day, how are you feeling today? And if they ask me, good, I say, good is not a feeling. Let's try it again. What I'm trying to say with this is that we've been really pointing out the emotions that they're going through. Let's talk about mental health. It's been something very important that we all need to address. It's kind of scary to talk about. But after what we're going through, it's very, very important that at least for kids, we can, we ask them.
Yes, no.
Their emotions, about their feelings. And in that, we're doing great.
Incredibly healthy to constantly communicate. That's so smart. And I read somewhere, is this true? You haven't been working out at all? You took a little break? What's up with that?
Mario, I went to the gym for the first time today since we started lockdown.
Is that right? How did you not get fat?
I lose weight when I don't go to the studio. I'm lucky like that. I lose weight. So I need to go to the studio to gain weight. But I've been locked in the studio, Mario. I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to go crazy in the beginning of this lockdown.
Yeah.
But when I just put my feet on the ground again, I just started working. This is my medicine. I am lucky enough that I have music to create this cathartic process that at least I needed physically, mentally, spiritually. And then Bausa showed up. My music, it's what I'm presenting at the moment, it's about all these emotions. It's about all these feelings of uncertainty, of I don't know what's going to happen.
And right.
While I was in this process, I reached out to some of my friends and I said, Sting, for example, how are you doing? Are you okay? He goes, oh, I don't think this is crazy. And I'm like, let's do music. If we have music to let go of all these feelings, why don't we use it? Let's take advantage of this. And this is my album. I am so happy, man. I'm so happy.
Well, no, that's a beautiful outlet to have right now and to be able to have the opportunity to just kind of sit and focus on that. And let's talk about the new EP, Bausa. As you mentioned, is the name of it. You got some great collabs on there, including Sting, like you just mentioned. How did you... Have you been friends? How did you two come to work together?
Well, we've worked many. I've been on stage with him many times, and I love Trudy, his wife. Super amazing amazing friends, and I had no idea who I was going to be collaborating with before the lockdown. Diego was one of those amazing artists that I've always admired, and he is part of this. Bad Bunny is part of this album. Sting is part of this album. Nice. Just because these are people that I respect. I've been doing this for many years, Mario, but I know nothing. I want to walk into a studio thinking I know nothing, and I am open to all these instincts that all this amazing artists that I've always respected and admired. And maybe that young generation of artists that are coming, they're so in touch with what needs to be said and what people want to hear. And I learn from the new generation, and I love it.
See, I love it that you never stop learning and being in the business so long as you have, and being so open-minded to and collaborate not just with legends, but also with upcoming talent too. That's how you continue to grow just as an individual. That's awesome to hear, man.
If you think you know it all, you lost.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're exactly right. And Ricky, you decided to release this as two EPs instead of a full album. What was the reason for that?
So this album was going to be called Movement. It was going to be called Movimiento. The tour that I was doing in Latin America was also called Movement. Obviously, that's not where I'm at. It's not where I'm at. I needed to work on to be a little bit more introspective. I needed to present mid-tempos and ballads because you know my rhythms, African rhythms blending with Caribbean rhythms and all that fusion that I create. It was not appropriate at this time. So I decided to divide the album in two volumes. This one that I'm presenting at the moment is just very introspective ballads, slow songs. And the next one is called Play. I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel the party.
Yeah, with that title.
It's going to be interesting. And once again, I'm going to Africa. I'm going to the Caribbean. I am exploiting the fusion that I grew up with. And I'm going to take it everywhere, hopefully. That's the idea.
That's awesome.
Get ready to dance.
Man, you do like to travel. Racking up those miles right there.
I don't know how to stay still.
Yeah. That energy. It's awesome. I'm assuming on the new one, there's going to be more collabs too. Anything you can tease us with?
But to be quite honest, the most of the collaborations of Pausa, I had no idea I was going to. Let's start again. I have no idea who I'm going to be collaborating with for the next album, but it's great because the creative process, it's not over till it's over.
Right.
And I'll be reaching out. I've just realized that I don't lose anything. I don't lose an arm for asking for
sure.
Help and music. And quite the contrary, every time I ask, nothing but good things happen. So let's see what we come up with. But it's going to be crazy dancing.
Oh man, I'm sure it's going to be an honor for them to work with you. That's going to be cool. So Ricky, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
I haven't watched any shows.
You haven't really watched any TV during this time?
Mario, I've been locked in my house, locked in my studio. I watch news a little bit because it gets crazy.
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay. Okay. You stayed up to date. That's all right. Nickname growing up.
Kiki.
Kiki.
K-I-K-I.
Oh.
But you know why I became Ricky, right?
Why? Because usually the Kikis are Enrique, right? Are you Enrique?
I am Enrique.
You are Enrique. I always thought you were Ricardo. You're actually Enrique.
My grandfather, my father, and I were Enrique.
That's why.
For Enrique is Kike, right?
Yeah.
But in some countries of Asia, apparently, Kiki means vagina. So it was not a.
I'm gonna tell my friends named Kiki that. How did I know all these years? I thought you were a Ricardo for some reason, and you're an Enrique. Okay,
Enrique.
I learned something today. All right. Go to late night snack.
Peanut butter and jelly like crazy. I'm obsessed with peanut butter and jelly these days. Yeah. I don't know why.
Really?
All right. Can I jump in here? Because Mario has never eaten. He doesn't eat peanut butter and jelly.
No, I had it before.
He just will not eat it.
No, Ricky, did you have it like in Puerto Rico?
What alien are you?
No, I didn't have it until I was an adult. Did you have? Did your mom make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as a kid?
Yeah.
Mine did. Maybe it's a Mexicano. Mine didn't. They'd make like little quesadillas and snack. They're Puerto Ricans.
But we, yeah. You know, peanut butter is there. Yeah. He grew up with peanut butter.
Okay.
Mario's been deprived.
I've been deprived, apparently. I'm trying to catch up. All right, last one, Ricky.
Tacos and those tortas that you had, I'm sure.
Exactly. Lara tortas and tacos.
Go to where you are.
Your favorite part of quarantine?
It has gotten cozy to be able to go around the world promoting my album, sitting in this couch in the comfort of my house. It's gotten very cozy. I'm really enjoying this. I do need to go out. I love hugging people. I need to shake hands. I need to, like, you know, all that. Although that is part of the pre-corona attitude.
No, but I'm the same way. I love hugging and touch. You know what I mean? We're very physical people. You know, I'm still going to hug you when I see you.
Of course, man. I'll bring my exam.
I already got one too. Well, meanwhile, my friend, listen to Pausa on iHeartRadio, wherever you find music. Ricky, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you so much. Much love and light to you and your family, brother.
You too, brother. Gracias. Nos vemos.
On with Mario Lopez.